Stephen Colbert says, snap out of it, Colbert. Don't believe the polls. You promised yourself after the last election that you would not Pokemon go down that road again. Colbert said, experts say that we need hope for the future to help ward off this anxiety. However, some Americans say they're too afraid to hope. This is likely a protective mechanism. In response to the 2016 election, it feels like we're all Charlie Brown going to kick the football. But we know at the last second, Lucy's going to give us coronavirus. Seth Meyer said two national polls showed Biden up by 12 and 11 points each, which somehow gives me even more anxiety than if the race was closer. It's like when your wife says she wants you to go on that guy's trip to Vegas for the weekend and you're like, all right, so what are you going to do? And the wife's like, oh, nothing. You won't be like lonely. No, I'll be fine. Well, then I'm not going. Colbert said, strangely, Trump's blatant disregard for human life seems to be hurting him with the key demographic of humans. The latest ABC News, Washington Post, P.F. Chang's Great Wall of Chocolate poll shows that Biden is leading Trump by 17 points in Wisconsin. 17? Trump doesn't know whether to be worried about that or start dating it. That is funny. Jimmy Fallon said, in a new poll, I saw that Biden's up 4 points in Florida. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson claims that he has polls that show Trump ahead, but they got lost in the mail. Kimmel on Twitter said, here's a question that hasn't been asked. If Biden wins, what happens to the Space Force? Do we have to keep pretending it's a real thing? Mark Norman said, I used to hate babysitting. Now it's refreshing to be around people with no hot political takes. Do you need a lecture from me about voting if you haven't already? No, you do not. Did you see the community reunion? Well, it was totally not a community reunion. It was just a coincidence that Ken Jeong, Allison Brie, Danny Pudi, Yvette Nicole Brown, Joe McHale, Gillian Jacobs, and Jim Rash were all on a video under the hashtag Human Beings for Biden. But it was totally not a community reunion. Definitely not an official community reunion. It was in support of the Get Out the Vote initiative. If you want to see this thing, I embedded it on the dailycomedynews.com website. First time I had done that, I'm not asking you to hit that website every day. All that is the podcast gets posted there, and you already listen to the podcast, but this was like a one-off. I'm like, oh, I'm going to post that so people can see it. So dailycomedynews.com, if you want to see the Totally Not Community Reunion Get Out the Vote initiative. Danny Pudi, who was definitely not Abed, said, we're all kind of dressed like our characters, but nobody's called anybody by name yet. Allison Brie said, are you having another episode? Totally Not Abed said, like a reunion episode or like the kind of episode I would have in a reunion episode. So it could be about a reunion episode. We're in a commercial for a presidential campaign. That's why nobody has a name. We had to skirt the studio's permission. Jim Rash, who totally was not the dean, offered his vote for Biden cookies and noted classes have been canceled on Tuesday so that students can vote. And coincidentally, because the raccoons are back, unnamed characters played by Jacobs, Brown, Brie, and Jeong all admitted they're not voting. Totally Not Annie said, the country's a troubled friend. We're hurting through enabling. In 2016, we gave Lady Liberty the vote, and she chopped it up and snorted it in the bathroom. We need to cut her off. Will be the reason she ends up in the ER, which, by the way, is not a safe place right now. Totally Not Shirley said, I'm tired of the craziest angry people controlling every conversation, making everybody else crazy and angry. Some of us have families to hold together. Thanksgiving was already Vietnam. I'm just exhausted. I want the insanity to stop. And then Joel McHale went into what, you know, some would call a Jeff Winger speech, but he was clearly not playing Jeff Winger. And this was not a community reunion. He said, look, I get it. We've all got totally understandable reasons to opt out. But all those reasons have to do with everybody else. Screw everybody else. Do something for yourself. Vote. If you hate the system, don't support the single largest demographic that has controlled every single election since the 1800s, namely the half of the country that doesn't vote. Vote them out. And if you want to cut America off from its habits, go ahead, give it some tough love. But for God's sake, give it methadone and vote. And if you want the fighting to stop, well, I hate to be this guy, but every vote not counting is a vote for the guy that thinks a nice evening at home is screaming at people on Twitter. And as for you, smart guy, I know we're above politics, but the ooze has reached hip level, and there's no way we can get back to enjoying Star Wars while we are in an actual trash compactor. Hey, Maz Jobrani, are you worried about the outcome of the presidential race? Maz spoke to The Hollywood Reporter and said, when I saw Obama's recent speech about how Trump has normalized hate and racism and all that, it's totally true. So how could this even be close? And yet I know it is. What's gotten me nervous are these people who might not answer pollsters. There might be a silent majority that shows up for him again. There may be people with guns trying to intimidate people from voting. I wouldn't be surprised about that. My hope is Trump takes such a clobbering, and there's no doubt. I'm hoping he gets shellacked. I'm afraid if it ends up close and it drags out with verbal arguing and it ends up in the Supreme Court and Amy Comey Barrett decides our destiny, we've got 4 more years of this numbnut. John Oliver said, we should probably be grateful Trump hasn't tried bottling his urine and selling it as Trump immunity juice. Believe me, I would love nothing more than to not talk about COVID and return to subjects we normally cover on Last Week Tonight, like scented candle fraud or alpaca veterinarian malpractice. But unfortunately, I can't do that when so many Americans are still dying of COVID every day. Dave Chappelle will be your host of Saturday Night Live next week. That should be great. Did you see the John Mulaney episode? I will stick to my guns that Jim Carrey's Joe Biden sucks and they should change him out. I thought the birds sketch was amazing. Thought Mulaney's monologue was pretty good. I liked the strolling to vote sketch. And I thought the musical at the end was very disappointing. And I eventually bailed on it and started fast forwarding through it. From Insider, Janice Jones, she's the babysitter in the Borat sequel. She said she was told by the film's producers that she'd probably never even see the movie. She believed the movie was a documentary about women living in parts of the world without rights and that it would be released in the UK. She says, misled is kind of a harsh word, but we were not aware it'd be rated R. Let's put it that way. We were told the US wasn't going to see it that much, mainly the UK. I didn't think nobody really would see it. Her pastor spoke to Insider and he said that Jones and he himself are not fans of that type of comedy. He said members of his church have this intuition of who's lying to us. Janice is nowhere near gullible. In fact, none of us are. We are very open people. She's excited about the outpouring of support from strangers who saw the movie. She said, I think it was worth it. There's people like me that's out there. You just got to go find them. And from Variety, Sacha Baron Cohen donated $100,000 to babysitter Janice Jones' community in Oklahoma. The money will be distributed by the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Oklahoma City at Jones' request to provide shelter and food to community members. She was paid $3,600 to be in the film, says Variety. About her pay, she said, I can't say it was fair because they knew it was going to be a movie and I didn't. I just thought I was doing a documentary about how we do things in America, but I blame myself for not reading when I signed those papers. As for tomorrow's podcast, I don't know what to do. I might do one with no election stuff and then do a bonus episode with the election. Or I think I might just wait. As I watch election coverage tonight, I'll probably pop over to my comedy accounts and collect some tweets from comedians. So we'll see. So if you don't have an episode when you're looking for your breakfast, it'll be out mid-morning. Or if you get one where I don't even mention the election, that means you're going to get two tomorrow. We'll figure that out. Hi, Rennie. Hi, Susan. Thank you guys for listening every day and tweeting about this on social media. It helps grow the show. Really appreciate that. Others, you are encouraged to share the program on your social media and encourage people to rate and review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or follow on Spotify or the other platforms. All right. One more lecture. Go vote. See you tomorrow. Should be interesting.